It's a sunny and very chilly morning in February outside the Loveland, Ohio post office. But inside, patrons get a warm welcome from former Valentine lady, Kay Napier.
Hi there. You've got Valentine's for me to stamp?
Yeah? Oh, you're going to be shy.
71-year-old Napier was named Loveland's Valentine Lady a few years ago, an honor bestowed on a new woman each year, someone who's done a lot of philanthropic work for the community. On this day, the former Valentine Lady is stamping people's Valentines with a special cachet or Valentine message, and then the Valentines will be hand-canceled with a Loveland, Ohio postmark. Napier says it's a tradition embraced by romantics across the globe.
Well, last year we had at least one from every state in the United States. And then we had several countries. As I was looking through here, I've already stamped something from Canada this year. And let's see, I saw some from England, Thailand.
The Valentine stamping program was started over 25 years ago in Loveland. Chamber of Commerce President Jody Ann Abnett says Valentines start coming in from all over the world in January. She says it's a pretty simple process, though.
They usually mail them to the chamber, and then we bring them over to the post office, where the post office receives Valentines from all over the country and all over the world. There's just something symbolic about it's that personal touch, I think. It's being able to say that you took the time to send your Valentine from Loveland.
The tradition happens in several U.S. romance-themed towns, including Loveland, Colorado, Valentine, Texas, and Lovely, Kentucky. Residents of Loveland, Ohio, like Kathy Palmer, enjoy sending cards to out-of-town family and friends every year.
Because it means a lot to my family to get these from Loveland.
Palmer says along with the postmark, she enjoys what the words on the stamped cachet say.
It says, "There's nothing in this world so sweet as love, Loveland, Ohio." And it means more than just sticking a Valentine in the mailbox, because it has the special cachet of coming from Loveland.
Since 1972, the program has grown. It now includes a variety of community activities, such as a Valentine card design contest, a Valentine breakfast, and a Valentine lady, who's like an ambassador for the city. Every year at this time, thousands of extra pieces of mail come through the town's post office. George Bear says he's lived in the town practically his whole life, but this is his first time to get his Valentine stamped, and, well, he thinks it's pretty neat. How does George describe the Valentine program?
I guess just sharing the love from Loveland.
I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.